Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Morning, Dean. Let's start with the Billy Joel news today.
Yes, he is. He's going to be back. Everybody that was disappointed by the way they abruptly ended Sunday's Madison Square Garden concert, the Billy Joel concert is going to be rebroadcast on CBS. CBS was talking about what happened exactly, and they called it a
network programming computer
error something. I have no idea what that means exactly. something got screwed up is the way that we say it here at WGN. And the middle of him singing Piano Man as the finale to this concert, it got cut off and went to local news broadcasts in most of the country. So CBS has apologized, and Friday night, 8 o'clock, they're going to try it again. If you don't want to bother with old-fashioned over-the-air TV, it's also on Paramount Plus, so you can watch the Billy Joel concert there. I was looking up, you know, how tickets are going for the Billy Joel concert that is going to be at Soldier Field this coming summer. It's going to be June 21st with Stevie Nicks at Soldier Field. And tickets are still available for that show. So, you know, if you want to go and see the show, I thought you might be interested in some of the pricing on some of the tickets.
Uh-oh.
Now, if you want to sit in the third row, you know, this seating is going to be all around the Soldier Field. And they have seating on the field itself. If you want to be in the third row of that field seating, essentially best seats in the house, you will have to pay $5,988 for Section 3, Row 3.
And then there will be somebody standing up the whole show in front of you blocking. Right.
Well, you're in the third row, so there's going to be two rows of people standing in front of you. Those field seats go from at like $2,000 to about $6,000, which is insane. But if you want just like normal seating, you know, fairly decent seating somewhere around Soldier Field to see a show, tickets are about $200 to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if he did his concert and he ended all of his concerts abruptly in the middle of Piano Man?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That would be fun.
I can't wait for that show because I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan. The $5,000, is that a secondary market price?
No, that's Ticketmaster.
Oh, no.
No, that's the Ticketmaster. I didn't even check the secondary or the ticket brokers, because those are I don't think my computer doesn't show that amount of numbers on the screen.
What's the story on tickets to see Shakira coming to Chicago?
That was just announced this morning, and that's going to be a pretty big concert. It's not going to be at Soldier Field, but at the United Center, and not until next December. It's Saturday, December the 14th, but I'm bringing it. Well, it went on sale this morning. Not on sale this morning, but the show was announced this morning, and will be going on sale this coming Monday. This coming Monday, general on sale tickets for Shakira, the United Center, Saturday, December 14th. That'll be a good show also.
I'm told that Dean has breaking Beatles news.
Oh, this is just, when this came over, I said this cannot be better timed for Bob. This is right in Bob's wheelhouse. Do you remember that there was a documentary that came out in the 1970s called Let It Be? It wasn't great, but it was all that had ever been put together about the Beatles back then. And it had been around for a few years and pretty much has not been in any sort of circulation since the early 1980s. Peter Jackson, who did that fantastic docuseries, The Beatles Get Back, a couple of years ago, got his hands on it, and he has restored it. and he has tidied it up and made it much more presentable. And this Beatles documentary, Let It Be, from 1970 is when it originally came out, is going to re-premiere on Disney Plus on May the 8th. So there's something for Beatle fans to look forward to in just a few weeks.
This is a serious message.
Yeah, I don't remember that documentary. I mean, I certainly remember the movie, as everybody does, but that's interesting. Peter Jackson, he has become a Beatle maniac,
yes,
hasn't he?
Yeah, he sure has. He's like the official keeper of, all things Beatles these days. This movie, when it first came out, I mean, think about the time. It was in theaters. It was sloppily put on VHS. And just the copies that had been in circulation were muddy looking, and the audio was terrible, and just absolute complete mess. And Peter Jackson has taken some outtakes that he had. Remember, he was able to get into the vault and pull out a lot of material that had never been seen before, hadn't been seen in decades and decades, and remade this documentary. So it's officially being called Restored and Re-released. But it's going to be a special look, and something special for the Beatles, something new for Beatle fans coming out.
Anyway, peace and love.
We'll watch for that for sure. There's an interesting story, Wall Street Journal, lawsuit for Live Nation that's going to be filed by the Justice Department. And this goes back to Live Nation concerts and Ticketmaster, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Live Nation is the concert promoter that brings most of the big shows to Chicago. They, along with Jam Productions for us here in Chicago, but they and Ticketmaster are the ticket sellers and the promoters of some of the biggest shows. They are the parent company also, by the way, of Ticketmaster. And the U.S. Department of Justice, according to the Wall Street Journal, is preparing to sue them for antitrust laws, for breaking antitrust laws. This has to do with the Taylor Swift debacle that took place when tickets originally went on sale for her concert tour. This has to do with the allegations of price fixing for shows. I mean, everybody complains who purchase a concert ticket, and see if you don't complain about ticket prices and fees and all these extra things that are tagged on to the ticket price. So the Justice Department is going to file for that. In the meantime, the president of Live Nation said at a 2003 hearing that Ticketmaster doesn't set ticket prices. It does not determine the number of tickets that are put up for sale. In most cases, it's the venues that set the service and ticketing fees, not Ticketmaster. So all this is going to get hashed out in court, apparently. And, hopefully we'll wind up better, off as ticket buyers, this will maybe get resolved a little bit.
That would be nice. I'm jealous you got to talk to Jason Alexander, huh?
He's a really such a nice guy. I don't know what I was expecting. It's my first time ever talking to him, so I was excited because I've been a Seinfeld fan forever. But really, I've been a fan of his other work that he's done in movies from before Seinfeld, since Seinfeld, where he's done a lot of work on Broadway. He's a Tony Award winner. He has won an Emmy Award, not for Seinfeld, although he was nominated 10 times for being George Costanza. He won an Emmy Award for a special production that he did. He is quite the song and dance man, and he loves doing live stage performances, which is what he is in Chicago for the next month or so. He's got comedy that's going to be opening up at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. It's called Judgment Day. It's about this sort of corrupt lawyer who is arguing for his life with an angel after a near-death experience. They're in rehearsals for the whole thing right now, so I'll be able to tell you a lot more about the production once I get to see it. But we sat down with them at Navy Pier. We talked, of course, about the TV show Seinfeld. And I wondered if, you know, if there was even a day that goes by where somebody doesn't mention George Costanza like I did to him, or, you know, bring up some George Costanza-ism.
I've known actors that embrace the character for which they are best known and others that just want to distance themselves and put it in the past, put it like, respect it, but yeah. It's something that I used to do.
So these guys know, I won't tell you the whole story, but I will tell you that most of the people that come up to me, the show has been more than just something they watched. It for many of them who care to approach me, they want to tell me that they were going through something difficult in their lives and that the show was incredibly helpful to them. To be part of anything that was so successful for us, you know, that actually seems to have served people, moved people, touched people, lightened them. You can't get upset about that. I mean, they pay me and it's fun and I meet nice people, but I never thought of it as the giving tree. I never thought of it as serving the community around me. And something like Seinfeld has taught me that sometimes it does more than just make people giggle.
Yeah. There's been so much talk over the past week or so about the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale being so similar to your finale, the Seinfeld finale. Did you see it?
I have not seen the finale yet.
Oh, wow.
I've been a little busy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But everybody has to watch it now. Everybody's told me.
Yeah, you've heard. I mean, what? Are you surprised that they kind of went back?
No, only that Larry is so damn clever. He's so smart. And I'm one of the few people that like the Seinfeld finale. I can't judge it artistically, but for a show where we as a group were not terribly sentimental with each other, he found an organic way to bring back all the actors that had really been impactful and helped build our success. And so we got to share the rap party with all of them, and I thought that that was just a gorgeous thing to do. And so I was always a fan of our finale.
Yeah, and he, I'm sure everyone's told you, but then that's kind of what he did with his own finale.
It worked once. We'll do it again.
Let's do it again.
You've never heard of Bozo the Clown?
No.
How could you not know who Bozo the Clown is?
I don't know. I just don't.
How can you call yourself a clown and not know who Bozo is?
You're living in the past, man. You hung up on some clown from the 60s, man.
Very good. All right, go fold your little balloon animals, Eric.
One of my favorite moments from Seinfeld history. We'll have much more. I'm going to run the full Jason Alexander interview on my Sunday radio show this coming weekend. And tickets for his play at the Shakespeare Theater, Judgment Day, are on sale now, April 23rd to May the 26th. We'll tell you much more as we get closer to it.
Jason certainly doesn't sound like George, does he?
I think that Larry David is the only one who actually sounds like George.
that's right.
It's the summer of George!
Larry and George, interchangeable. Thank you, Dean.